two-step block of shame. Woo! We got a lot of fans out here. All right. Well, a brand new group. You've never seen them up here, but it's kind of a surprise tonight. But let's start with one of the sons on Triangle, James. All right. Tu parles français, je pense? Moitié moyen. Je crois que tu parles français bien. Ira had four sons and two daughters, and one son, Eddie, is deceased, and one daughter, Elsie, is deceased. And Elsie's got two sons up here. But, James, you've got somebody up here on fiddle.
Yes, I have my daughter on the fiddle, whatever.
Daughter, Monica. Monica. Okay, all right, on the fiddle. All right, so I think we have a lot, even more reasons yet for Ira to be smiling tonight.
That's right.
Okay, and so you do some singing, too. You're going to do some singing tonight?
I'm supposed to sing the Bosco.
You're going to sing the Grand Bosco. All right. We'll get to it, hopefully, in a little while. All right. And so let's go ahead with the next one. La Valse de Bidier, Waltz of the Mulberry Tree. C'est qui va la chanter? Keegan. Mr. Keegan Navarre, sounding great. Keegan, would you step up to the microphone, please?
Yes, sir.
And Keegan, where are you from? Where do you live?
I'm from Jennings, Louisiana.
Jennings. Okay. And you're the your grandfather is
Irvin
Lejean, Ira's son. Irvin was kind of supposed to play second fiddle, but I think we had a little problem, so he might not do it. But Irvin was a very good accordion player, And unfortunately, a few years ago, he lost the two most important fingers on a right-handed accordion player's hand, and he's no longer able to play accordion, but he does a little second fiddling, so we couldn't quite work it out tonight. But no doubt he started you off on playing accordion before he lost his two fingers.
He started me off on the very first song I learned how to play, Little Bridge Waltz.
Right, and your grandfather's also an accordion builder. He's built quite a few accordions for a while.
Yes, sir.
Okay, and he built you one, and I think maybe it's on the table out there now.
Yes, sir.
Yeah, okay. And your mother's Denise. She's Irving's daughter, and I think she's out here. We'll be calling those people up a little bit later. But also there's one thing important about that black accordion you have. This is the accordion that a very outspoken and active person by the name of, I think it was
Bernie
David, who originally grew up around Gaydon somewhere, Kaplan. And Bernie was living out the other side of Mandeville out there somewhere at Folsom. And he had a collection of accordions, and he was a great dancer, and he was learning to play music quite well. And he went in for open-heart surgery and didn't come out of surgery and died on the surgery table. And so his family did something with the other accordions, but decided to donate this one to Cotefil. Cotefil is the Council for the Development of French in Louisiana, the Conseil pour le Développement de Français dans Louisiane. And so then they approached the Cajun French Music Association and other organizations to mention that what they were going to do with that accordion is to offer it for a worthy young person who was coming up in the musical world that could use an accordion, that needed one and could use it. And so they've submitted letters of recommendation for the accordion as to who would get it. And I think there were three or four nominations, and Keegan was the winner of that accordion. So that's the... And so I just wanted to mention, too, that one of the head folks at the Council for the Development of French in Louisiana, Cotefil, Monsieur Jean Frigault, he is right there, and he's the one that handled that. Merci, Monsieur Jean Frigault.
Merci beaucoup, Cotefil.
Il t'a dit ça en français. Merci pour l'accordéon. Monsieur Jean Frigault, merci bien pour avoir venu. Okay, the next one is the Rod Waltz. That has been one of us. We're going to do that one? No?
No. It's Days of Body of Swall.
Okay. That's right. Next one, Went to the Dance. All right. And who's going to sing that one? Monica? Ah, ben, tu vas la chanter, hein? All right. Keegan, chacun. You're going to do each a section of it. Okay. J'étais au balier de soir. Lâchez-les. We'll be right back.
bed.
Monica Lejeune Mott on the vocals and Keegan Navarre on the vocals. Bien fait, bien fait. Monica, would you step up to the microphone? And Monica, you live, you're a Mrs. Mott, and you live where now?
I'm from Welsh, but I live in Roanoke, Louisiana.
Okay, and I understand you've done some nursing. You're a nurse, right?
I've been a nurse since 2001.
Wow, well, very good, and you... She's been playing fiddle all along, but just kind of pulled out of the back porch and brought her on the front porch. So very well done. And so they've been putting in a lot of time into getting this group to gel together. And the other two musicians here are Robert Richard, and he's the son of the late Elsie, Ira's daughter, and in Toby, and he's also your brothers. Which one is older?
Me.
You are. Okay. And where do you live, Robert?
Currently live in Mobile, Alabama.
Mobile. Wow. So does anybody know that you're Ira's grandson in Mobile, Alabama?
Everybody.
Well, you let them know, huh? So
oh, yeah.
how long you been playing music?
Oh, 23 years.
About 20 years. Wow.
Yeah.
Well, it took this effort here to kind of bring you out from the back porch to the front porch.
Yep,
okay.
Sure did.
And Toby, you've been playing about the same length of time. You started when you were youngster?
16.
About 7 years. Okay. All right. So he plays rhythm and bass as well. So, okay. All right. So we're going to do one more for sure. And that's a Dural Waltz, huh? And Robert, you're gonna sing that one?
I'm gonna sing the first half, and I'm gonna
sing the second half. One of our Jean's signature numbers, La Chalet.
Babeta mama
done. Well done. I think they're bringing back members of some of the old recordings, and that's quite uniquely done. Very good. Very good. Okay. Now, I want to tell you one of the things that we wanted to mention about Ira Jam when he was growing up and he was young, listening to the radio and later buying records of the old 78s and all that. He was actually very much impressed as a young musician by a part Creole, part Cajun musician named Amédée Ardoin. And so if for those of you ethnomusicologists or just musicians who really know the music, we'll see that probably over half of the tunes that Ira used were from the recordings of Amédée Ardoin. Now, those tunes, we don't know just how many were public domain to begin with or how many were actually composed by Amédée, but there was a wide mixture of that kind of thing anyway, so it's hard to know. We just don't have enough recordings back in the 1800s to be able to decide that. But nevertheless, almost all the lyrics were new compositions. The songs are new compositions by Ira. So I thought it was fitting that we point out that he was very impressed by Amédée Ardoin. And those musicians who really know music will know that Amédée was a very outstanding musician, and he was he's actually been inducted in the Cajun Music Hall of Fame the first round that when we did the induction. So all right, now I think we have we barely have time for one more while we're getting. Well, we'd like to ask Bubba and Emerson and Eddie to come back up, and we're going to do at least one song all together, only with the bloodline of Ira LeJean. Okay? Let's do a quick number, a short version of Gran Bosco. And James, you're gonna sing it? All right. Gran Bosco.
Oh,
LaSalle Jean. Give those young people a big hand. And that's such a memorable occasion. We folks, you've seen history in the making tonight. Now we're going to invite the three previous descendants of Eddie LaJean, Emerson, Eddie Jr., and of course Bubba. Boy, I tell you, with these handsome young men playing music here, no telling what's going to happen with these girls around here. Anyway, so okay, we'd also like to ask all of the descendants, the bloodline of Ira LaJean, who are here tonight, even if you don't play music, would you come walk up to the stage so we can see you and just kind of stand up there and face the crowd, all of you who are descendants of Ira LaJean, no matter what age or who you are, blood descendants, would you come up, please, and just we'll give those folks a big hand. And who knows, they might be inspired to get into playing music and carrying on with their grandfather and their great-grandfather or however. Okay. We've got another son here. Willie, would you raise your hand? Willie? One of the sons, Willie. And then do we have a sister here? Okay.
Well, yeah, Sue.
One of your sisters are here, Sue. Okay, she coming up? Not sure if she's here, but anyway, we didn't. She's coming down the aisle. Okay, there's Ira LaJean's daughter, Sue. Is that you? Raise your hand. Okay, all right. And then Irving is back on stage. One of Ira's sons is going to play second fiddle with us. Okay, all right. So we're going to be doing the Love Bridge Waltz, and who's going to sing that one?
Me and you.
All right. Bubba, you going to sing it?
Yes, sir.
Okay. La Chalet. So we've got three accordions and... okay. La Chalet. Por Amor. No Bridge Waltz. Once again, let's give a standing ovation to nine descendants of Ira LaJean carrying on his tradition. Thank you very much for coming. Bien merci pour venir ce soir. Et puis, je souhaite vous, vous pour continuer à amener vos libertés et supporter la musique cajienne. And thanks again for everybody who's who participated in putting this very difficult program to put together. And Mr. Arce. Pardon? Yes, I did. Yeah. Okay. Good. All right. So we're going to close out the show with one of Ira's signature tunes and songs, Lacassine Special, kind of fitting because he was Lacassine Playboys. All right, who's going to sing that one? Robert? Okay. La Chalet. Nine Descendants. Merci bien.
Thank you.
New Bars, Playboys, and the song of Jeanne. Very good. Folks, you have witnessed a very special night tonight. And, okay. And we want to tell you that the upcoming shows at the Liberty Theater a week from tonight is Ryan Brunet and Les Malfecteurs, a great little band. On November 9th, that's that special with the All-Stars CD release from One Generation to the Next with Cheryl Cormier, Reggie Mott, Briggs Brown, Goldman Thibodeau, and quite a few others. And on November 16th, the Babineau Sisters, two young girls from Lafayette area who are playing great Cajun music. Then on the 23rd, Jason Fry and Lanyap. And then on November the 30th, Mr. Forrest Huval and Friends, along with Al Berard. So thank you very much for coming.